Heard that there were pubs in Gosport that if you went in there and you didn't smell of diesel, then people looked at you suspiciously. These are Submariners pubs, because this is during the Cold War time, because they'd be like, well, what are you doing in here listening to us, effectively? There are concerns about that.
It was. I mean, the Submariners pub in Gosport was the Royal Arms, the RA, the infamous.
It's called the RA, was it? I
The
didn't know
RA,
that.
yeah, the
Okay.
Royal Arms pub, which literally is just down the end of the road here, at the end of in Stoke Road. And it's been shut down for many, many years now, but it was run by the matriarch of the Gosport Submariners, a lady
What was her
called
name?
Sonia.
Ryan.
Sonia, she owned the place. She was the one who actually, it was Sonia and Darcy, her other half. And Darcy was all, he always wore a bow tie, he always wore a waistcoat, and he was always put upon by Sonia. And he used to hate Submariners with a vengeance.
Really? What,
Yep, he
running a
used to, he
Submariner's
used, we
pub?
were the bane of his life because we would constantly rip into him all the time. We'd constantly be taking the mickey out of him, constantly taking the, trying to get Sonia to come out from around the other side of the bar and all this sort of stuff. And she was loud, she was proud, she was crude with the best of us and all this sort of stuff. But the RA was fantastic, absolutely brilliant. I mean, especially for single guys, because it was a sort of place where you could go in at any time of day that it was actually open. Going back to the 70s, it used to shut at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever it was. We didn't have this 12-hour bar or 24-hour bar type thing, apart from on board the submarine itself. But quite literally, you know, if you were a loose end and the RA was open, you could go in there and you would know somebody. And if you didn't know anybody, the mere fact that you were a submariner, you would make a whole new bunch of friends while you were actually in there. Because there was always guys there and they were always submariners all the time. It was a submariner's pub. Everything about it was submarines. All the plaques and the photographs around the walls and things was all about submarines.